2019 has already seen its share of extreme heat in this country, in Europe, and elsewhere. And for those lucky enough to be able to jump in the water to cool down, Karen Given from NPR's Only a Game has this story for us about a myth about swimming.
When my mom was a kid growing up in Southern California, her grandparents owned a pool. My mom would spend her entire summer in that pool, except for 1 hour every day after lunch when her grandparents would make her play canasta. Nancy Wiener Marcus is a little older than my mom. She's 75, and she grew up in Dallas, Texas.
It was a known rule. I loved to eat a cheeseburger and a chocolate malt and then fries. And I knew that, God forbid, I would have to get back into the water for, I guess, even to save someone. There'd just be no way because I'd drown for sure.
Here's Katie Martin. She's 22.
I grew up in Toronto, Ontario. I'm Canadian.
Katie wouldn't go swimming after eating either.
Absolutely not, because, first of all, I don't know if you've read A Series of Unfortunate Events.
I haven't, but Katie tells me that the books follow three orphans who are sent to live with a series of relatives, and everywhere they go, terrible, or at least unfortunate, things happen.
They go and live with their aunt, I think, who lives by a lake, and this lake is infested with flesh-eating leeches.
Ew.
Yes, it's very gross. They can smell food from miles away. And if you go in the water and you smell like food, they will, like, eat the flesh right off your bones.
Back in Dallas, Nancy had a more reasonable-sounding explanation for the rule.
I'll get a cramp because I will not have digested my food, and then I'll drown. And so, I mean, was it 100%? No one took the chance to find out.
Like, after I stopped believing in the flesh-eating leeches, because, you know, at some point, I think I just kept assuming that it was like a dramatization of a real thing.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you told me that was true right now, I would be willing to believe it.
Now, if I were to assure you that doctors say that there is nothing wrong with going swimming after eating, would that change your mind?
Yes, but knowing me, since I'm kind of known as a Google queen, I would have to Google it to see if it was, in fact, a myth.
I can do better than Google. Let's call up a pediatrician and public health expert.
Please feel free to stay on the line or call back when our call volume may be lighter.
Okay, so while we're waiting for the doctor, I think it's worth asking the question, where did this death by cramp idea come from anyway? A Snopes.com article cites page 88 of the 1908 British Boy Scout Handbook. The warning goes like this.
If you bathe within an hour and a half after taking a meal, that is, before your food is digested, you are very likely to get cramp. Cramp doubles you up in extreme pain so that you cannot move your arms or legs, and down you go. You may drown, and it will be your own fault.
I especially love that last bit. You may drown, and it will be your own fault. But
isn't Snopes.com kind of like a fact-checking
type of thing?
They have their facts wrong. that does not appear in the 1908 British Boy Scout Handbook because I'm holding it and I'm looking at page 88 and it's not on there.
This is Ben Jordan. He's a history professor at Christian Brothers University in Memphis and an expert on the Boy Scouts and other early youth organizations. He says Snopes isn't too far off. A similar but less accusatory warning appears on page 223 in the health section of the 1908 handbook.
And it comes right before the don't smoke and don't drink alcohol warnings.
The warning carried over to the first American Boy Scout handbook in 1911. The man who wrote that chapter wasn't with the Boy Scouts. He was affiliated with YMCA. Like the Boy Scouts and other youth organizations of the time, the YMCA taught boys to hike, camp, and swim the right way, with the right precautions.
Otherwise, it was dangerous or would lead to immorality or excess or a number of other vices.
This idea didn't just apply to hiking and camping and swimming. It also dovetailed nicely into another movement going on at the time.
In the early 20th century, a lot of medical folks and health spas and youth organizations, psychologists and educators were very concerned about digestion.
You really must chew, Mr. Lightbody.
This is from the 1994 movie The Road to Wellville, a dark comedy allegedly set at the Battle Creek Sanatorium run by Dr. John Harvey Kellogg. Yeah, that Kellogg.
Choo, 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 but only if
Kellogg and his contemporaries saw digestion as the most important bodily function. The consequences of ignoring the rules of good digestion were considered much more dire than a simple tummy ache.
If your body isn't digesting food right, then your spirit will deteriorate.
So even though there was no evidence that swimming after eating could kill you, the warning stayed in. And that most dire warning, the one with the line that I love,
"You may drown, and it will be your own fault."
That appeared in a British Boy Scout manual reprinted in 1954. In the American version of the handbook, the warning became less serious over time, finally disappearing in 1967. But in 1919, 48 years before the American Boy Scouts finally dropped their death by cramp warning, the manual for YMCA camp leaders was already hedging its bets.
So if the YMCA boys program had taken off instead of Boy Scouts, we would have been divested of this wives' tale much sooner.
Yes, you could certainly say that. But then they say, but still wait that hour or two. So I guess because it happens occasionally.
But does it? Does it happen even occasionally? Time to see if the pediatrician still has us on hold.
Hi, it's Lester Hartman.
Dr. Lester Hartman has been in practice for 32 years at Westwood Mansfield Pediatrics outside of Boston. And in that time, he's logged a few patient visits.
Probably in my lifetime, somewhere between 40 and 50,000.
So in all that time, has any kid ever shown up to your office with ill effects from having gone swimming after eating?
No. No, not one.
Dr. Hartman says there have been multiple studies, and they've all come to the same conclusion. You are no more likely to drown after eating a big meal than you are on an empty stomach.
Now, you may get nauseated, but so would you if you exercise very heavily.
In fact, Dr. Hartman says the only correlation between consumption and drowning is the consumption of alcohol.
Over 25% of the time, people died after drinking.
The Red Cross first published a study debunking the death by cramp myth in 1968, but the idea persisted. So they put out another major paper in 2011. Still, Dr. Hartman says some parents don't want to believe that the story their mothers told them simply isn't true.
I think they're suspicious. Some people want to cling to myths.
I know what Dr. Hartman's talking about. Because when I told 75-year-old Nancy Wiener Marcus that she absolutely would not drown if she went into the pool after eating her lunch, she was polite. But I could tell she didn't believe me.
Trust me, when we hang up, I will go Google it. I can promise you.
Go ahead, Nancy. I already know what you're going to find.
That's Karen Given from NPR's Only a Game.